soccer isn't the only attraction for people coming to Qatar for the World Cup. About 1.2 million international visitors are expected for the World Cup. Away from the crowds and the soccer stress in this gas-rich country is one of the largest mangrove forests.
People say in Qatar is desert, but they don't know it's a living desert.
Mangroves grow above and below water. Nicholas Nachia can take you along Al Thakira, which holds 70% of the mangroves in Qatar.
Kayaking, paddleboarding, they are engineless. They are natural. There's no harmful gas that is going to the mangrove or something else. We try to keep away the jet skis, so the mangrove will be growing naturally. There's nothing disturbing it.
Tourists can also spend their day in a camp and in the evening enjoy a barbecue by the water in mangroves. One popular spot along Al Thakira is Purple Island, which comes from the snails living on it, which produce a green residue which turns maroon and then purple in the sun. I'm Ed Donahue.